From full body scanners at airports to virtual fences at the southern borders to systems to allow radios for first responders to work together, the Homeland Security Department depends more and more on science and technology to fulfill its mission. But a House committee preparing an authorization bill for the DHS Science and Technology Directorate has found areas for improvement, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been monitoring this afternoon's oversight hearing. He joins us right here, right now, live with the latest, Max.
Chris and Amy, this is the first DHS Science and Technology Directorate oversight hearing before the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats, Cybersecurity, and Science and Technology. This is part of the House Homeland Security Committee. New York Congresswoman Yvette Clark chairs the subcommittee.
NAPA concluded in their 2009 report that S&T's ability to fulfill its mission is limited by the lack of cohesive strategy, the insularity that defines its culture, and the lack of mechanisms necessary to assess its performance in a systematic way. This deeply concerns us and squares with the committee's own review. Our analysis suggests that DHS does not have a clear risk-based methodology to determine what projects to fund, how much to fund, and how to evaluate a project's effectiveness or usefulness. We found, in spite of investing in hundreds of research projects, most technologies are never transitioned into acquisition programs. This makes it difficult to evaluate the directorate's success in mitigating security vulnerabilities.
California Republican Dan Lundgren, the ranking minority member of the House panel, says he came to hear how the Science and Technology Directorate addresses the idea of businesses that want to contribute their good ideas to DHS.
How do we ensure that we don't lose out on the potential ideas that may be out there that may be out of the box? And how do we ensure that those who are not the big boys, have an opportunity to present themselves to you, your directorate, and to the department through you or in other ways? How do we accelerate the time from an original idea to a testable product to actually having it engaged by contract?
This hearing also marked the first appearance of Science and Technology Directorate Undersecretary Tara O'Toole since she was confirmed last year. She says one way to improve the performance of her agency is to help link the R&D work done in science and technology with the needs of DHS units like the Coast Guard and the Transportation Security Administration.
Firstly, I want to mature and strengthen the integrated product teams, which are the mechanism my predecessor invented for linking the needs of the components, our primary customers, to technology development projects and priorities. I think this process is key, but I think it can be made much more consistent across the integrated project teams and more analytically rigorous, getting to your comments, Congressman, about the need for a risk-based approach to what we fund. I also would like to create a space in the department for thinking more strategically across the department about science and technology, so not just component by component, but across the department. What are we doing in identity management, for example? What are we doing in sensor fusion, for example? A lot of our work has similarities in its technological base.
And O'Toole spent some time addressing ways to bridge the gap between her agency and private sector entrepreneurs who think they have a product or a good idea that could fulfill a DHS need. Here, she responds to an inquiry from New York Congressman Bill Owen.
What you're highlighting is a fairly common conundrum where you have a small business that has a terrifically innovative idea that looks like it may solve a problem that we have, but they do not have the resources, whether it be the accounting systems or the capital to build a big production system to actually bring that idea even to prototype. What we've done in the past and what I would like to do more of is play matchmaker and pair those small businesses with larger concerns who can help shepherd the product through at least a prototype so we can get a good look at it and test it. We just did this recently with the third generation BioWatch system, an environmental sensor for biological weapons that's not yet deployed. It's just going into testing now. We had a very innovative small business who had some great ideas, and we paired them with, I think it was Northrop Grumman. And they ended up being one of the two candidates being selected for further testing.
Now, tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll also have DHS Undersecretary O'Toole. She actually brought what you call a white paper to this hearing. And answering Congressman Lundgren, who is the ranking member of this committee, they actually now have a paper that they've handed to Congressman Lundgren and all the members of the subcommittee, explaining to people who are businesses who want to give their ideas to the Science and Technology Directorate how to do it. And there are actually several different ways that they can do it. Undersecretary O'Toole, Chris, she was very interested in the fact that a lot of times business people are more comfortable going to their congressman's office to try to pitch an idea to go to DHS.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
You know, because and she said a lot of times, and she admitted, she was very forthright in saying a lot of times people are very intimidated by the size of DHS. They don't know who to contact. They don't know how to get in. And it's something we've heard an awful lot over the years about the agency, that people don't know how to do business with the agency if they want to.
Well, it's a young agency.
I think they're also looking for an earmark.
That
well, yes.
Both of those might be very true.
I mean, it's, you know, you get it included in some spending bill, and you don't have to, you know, it's a challenging issue. And but DHS, particularly the Science and Technology Directorate, they're one of the parts of the organization. They have a chief commercialization officer who actually reaches out. His emails right on their website,
right,
and you can send him a note specifically and say, hey, I have this great idea. Mm-hmm. They've been very innovative in the different ways that they've tried to reach out to, because they know they just depend on science and technology out there to get their jobs done.
Sure. And I should also say, Under Secretary O'Toole, we covered her confirmation hearing last year. Mm. And she has an incredible pedigree. She has an incredible resume in terms of some of the background that she has. She's a researcher. She's she's a doctor of internal medicine as well. And she is very knowledgeable. She was able to answer in short order just about every question that the subcommittee asked her about the programs of the Science and Technology Directorate. Congressman Lundgren and Chairwoman Clark seemed very impressed by her knowledge of the different programs that are there. She also seems to be a favorite of the first responder community, because these are the people that DHS is trying to use these science and technology programs to come up with technology so that they can do their job, the firemen and policemen out there.
And one of the real challenges for the Science and Technology Directorate is a lot of their... some of their stuff just isn't going to work. They're going to try ideas. They throw ideas out there, and
that's right.
Hopefully, all of them will come to fruition, but some of them aren't.
And they're very much the approach that this agency has had, and this goes for under Secretary O'Toole and also her predecessor under the Bush administration. They're trying to pick up the DARPA model, all right? Of let's do some seed money and see what comes of an idea. And take it out there, and if it works, it's fine, and we'll take it out to private industry and make a product out of it, and we'll have something that we can use to fulfill the mission. If it doesn't work, that's just part of the science part of it, because science doesn't always work the first time.
Yeah, particularly innovation.
Yep.